Why didn't you call the cops, Rainey? You could have claimed self-defense. I was a kid. I didn't know the legal system. I just knew my heart, and in my heart, it wasn't self-defense. He had hurt me. He had taken away my mother, and I wanted him dead. I wanted him wiped from the face of the earth. And I'd taken my mother's shotgun home just for that. You buried him under the deck. Took me all night. And then you ran away, Quincy concluded. She nodded. I took off for Portland and spent the next 4 years trying to drown every image in my head. What about his car, Rainey? What about any neighbors reporting the sound of a gunshot? My neighbor had left for a fishing trip. There was no one around. Fine. What about the fact that one minute Lucas was in Bakersville and the next he disappeared? What about the fact that your mother's shotgun just happened to disappear from the evidence locker one night, only to magically reappear sometime later? This doesn't sound like rocket science to me. Shep should have been searching your place by the end of the week, tops. You didn't even hide the body well. Rainey didn't say anything. After a moment, Quincy sighed. He let it go, didn't he? No harm, no foul. Remind me never to let Shep feel as if he owes me a favor. It's a small town, Quincy. And small town policing. The rules are sometimes different. What goes around comes around. It's not always just, but it can be right. For the record, to this day, Shep and I have never spoken of it. Of course not. That would make it conspiracy. I was prepared to pay for what I'd done, Rainey countered immediately. In many ways, that might have been better. I could have gotten it out in the open. I could have faced it, put it in perspective, paid my dues. Instead, she faltered for the first time. Lucas had a wife and a kid. I took him from them. For 14 years, they haven't even known what happened to him. I should have known that. Even if I hated him, I shouldn't have forgotten that he was human. Rodriguez is right. There are certain barriers we shouldn't cross, and one of them is the willingness to take a life.